Good morning. Let us come together with the call to worship printed in your bulletin. Holy God, creator of both the light and darkness, send your Holy Spirit upon our preparations for Christmas. We who are anxious over many things look forward to your coming among us.
We who are blessed in so many ways long for the joy of your coming.
We whose hearts are heavy seek the peace of your presence.
We are your people, walking in darkness, yet seeing light.
To you we say, come, Lord Jesus. Let us sing together hymn number 87.
Thank you. Advent is a season of preparation. As we wait for the coming of the light of Christ in the world, we take time to prepare. As we light this second candle, this candle of peace, let us consider the following questions. How will we listen for a spirit of wisdom and understanding? What peace is needed? Who bears the burden of peacemaking?
Let us pray together. Merciful God, we look around. The promises of your kingdom seem so distant. Grant us tenacity to bring light to darkness, peace where there is strife, comfort where there is despair. Let the light of your presence shine in us so that all may know the darkness will not have the final say. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
Hear this Advent good news. In this season, suspended between hope and fulfillment, God is at work among us. May we be overwhelmed by God's mercy, which flows in wave after wave. May we be honest about the darkness within us and perceptive of the light around us. Friends, believe the good news.
Indeed, we rejoice, for this is the season that we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. God is not just with us as individuals. God is with us as the whole world, and we, as people of faith, people confident that God is with us, we practice this peace that comes, this grace, this love. As a community of faith, we come here week in and week out and times in between, and we practice this peace, this love, so that we can spread this throughout the whole world. So I invite you now to turn to your neighbor and share a sign of God's peace. The peace of Christ be with you. Good morning. What a wonderful day to be in worship. I am so delighted to be here with you. Welcome to the service of worship here at First Presbyterian Church. It is good to worship God in the house of God with the people of God. So I am delighted that we are all here today. I want to draw your attention to a couple of announcements. First of all, while I'm doing that, there are friendship pads at the ends of the pews. Do take up a friendship pad if it's in your pew or nearby you. Sign your name to it, any information that might be helpful for us to know, and then pass it on down. And once it gets to kind of a natural end of your pew, be sure that it comes back to its original location. So pass it right back down the pew again. And as it goes back, take note of the names of those sitting beside you, because following the worship service today, we have a very special luncheon. Potluck. Hopefully some folks have brought enough food. In fact, I'm sure that that is the case. We're going to have a lovely Christmas luncheon after this, and it's good to greet one another by name and invite one another to the meal, to sit beside you and enjoy this wonderful celebration. A couple of announcements that I want to highlight. They're in your bulletin, so be sure to read that. A lot of them are also in the weekly email. There's just one email that comes out to you from the church once a week, and that is chock full of the different ways that we are engaged in the ministry of Christ in the world and the ways in which you can get involved in the work that we do here in the church. So be sure to pay attention to your bulletin and your email. But a couple things that I want to highlight for you is during the season of Advent, we have a special service of communion that actually follows the worship service. And today that will be our first first service of communion that will take place after the worship service. And Arthur Shippey will be taking, there he is. This is wonderful that I can't find you in the back corner there. Arthur will be leading the service, and so if you're so inclined, before you head over to lunch, to come and share at the table with Arthur and whoever comes to the table. Couple of things, college and graduate students who were not here last Sunday or did not pick up your goodie bags or your treats to help you get through the semester, please do that. You can pick them up in the Copeland room after worship, or you could speak to Jean, who's there in the back too. She might be able to direct you too. Also, there are Christmas cards in the Copeland room. This is the Copeland room that's just on the other side of this wall. Christmas cards for folks in our community that don't live here or aren't able to make it to worship on a regular basis. So please do sign those Christmas cards so that we can send our love to those far and wide. Again, check your bulletin for announcements. And now I want to invite Kimberly. There she is. Oh my gosh, for a word about children in worship.
Good morning. My name is Kimberly Faze. I'm the Director of Christian Education for Children and Youth in this church, and it is my great joy to let you know that there are a lot of ways to be children in worship. One of those is to remain here in the sanctuary with your friends and family and the whole congregation, to be a community of faith in this place. This whole worship service is for God, and that means this whole worship service is for the people of God, no matter your age, young to old, everything in between. We welcome you to sing, to pray, to enjoy this particular day that's a special Advent tradition, one of our favorite traditions throughout the year that the choir will lead, to enjoy this music. One of our other ways of being children in worship is a program that I lead on the other side of this wall. It's called Children in Worship, and we'll be able still to hear the music in that room, but I do want to have a conversation about today's Advent theme, and if you like, we'll come back early so that you can continue to hear the music in person. And finally, we also have a nursery open across the breezeway where our friends Emily and Melissa are always happy to see you. So at this time, I invite any interested children to join me for children worship in the other room. Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy God, meet us here and fill our minds with your wisdom. Fill our hearts with your peace. May your word open to us your dreams of homes for all. In the name of the one who is coming, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Our first reading this morning is from the prophet Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verses 1 to 9. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, and their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
God,
Second lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 8 to 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Joyful tidings, joyful tidings, be praised to all. believe.
The God has come to us as a little child, making our weakness a strength, securing our salvation by becoming one of us, blessing us with a steadfast Savior, filling our hearts with joy to be shared with one another. We believe that God has birthed righteousness and justice into the world, giving us the law that will be written upon our hearts, making the cause of the oppressed the highest priority, declaring an everlasting reign of peace, defeating the power of pain and suffering. We believe that God calls us to participate in this reality of love, inviting us to proclaim Christ's resurrection at the table, transforming us as disciples to go out into the world, sending us forth to announce Christ's kingdom of peace and comfort, challenging us to see everyone as nothing less than beloved children. This we believe, this we preach, this we seek to embody in word and deed.
Let's sing together hymn number 104. We believe that God calls us to participate in this reality of love. In this season of Advent, of hope and expectation, we are surrounded by God's gifts, visible and invisible. Let us return them with our gifts for the life and witness of the Church. The offering will now be received.
In response to God's love, so beautifully sung this morning, would you be joined together in prayer now? Come, Lord Jesus. For in this weary time, we don't so much need answers or quick fixes or solutions, though that would be nice. What we need most is your presence with us, your touch, your voice. For only your presence can remind us that in all of this craziness and cold and uncertainty, God, you join us. You don't save us from way up there or dispense answers from afar, but instead you step right into it with us. And so today we pray, come, Lord Jesus. Would you meet us here? We are waiting for you in this season. God, we are waiting for your peace. And not just any peace, not just the absence of conflict, but your shalom peace, God. Your peace that restores and heals all that is broken. Your peace that gives us rest, real rest. Rest in our bodies, minds, and spirits. We are waiting, Lord, because this world is not at peace. And we are not at peace. So would you come, Jesus? God, for every injustice we see going on in the world right now, we ask, come, Lord Jesus. For our families this holiday season, for the difficult conversations that may come up at the dinner table, and especially those for whom the holidays bring up hard feelings and painful memories, for those who will feel lonely, for those without homes and food this holiday season, we ask, come, Lord Jesus. For this community, for the ways that we are still learning what it means to love and care for one another, to trust one another, to see our healing and flourishing as bound up together, we ask that you would come, Lord Jesus. For those who are stuck writing papers and nervous for exams, we pray, come, Lord Jesus. And for those who are hurting, for those who need you now, for our friends and loved ones who are suffering, we trust that you love them even more than we do, that you see them and you join them, and we name them in our hearts and aloud now. We pray, come, Lord Jesus, for all the ways this world is not yet as it should be, God, for all the ways we still sit in darkness, the ways creation groans awaiting its redemption, we pray, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. We know that your heart breaks with ours, and we ask that you would step into this mess with us and that your presence would change everything. Today we choose to believe the angel who said, do not be afraid, for today I bring you good news that will cause great joy among all people. May it be so, Lord. We pray all this in the name of the one who taught us to pray together, saying,
thank you. angels proclaimed, the peace that comes with the Christ child's birth. Remember, this peace is a gift given unto all of us. So go out into the world sharing this peace and this hope. Go out into the world with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit this day and forevermore. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. Amen.